Dave?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. Yeah, good.
Where are you? You're Chiswick way, aren't you?
Chiswick way. Hi, Bob. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just saying to Dave, I think the last time I saw you was probably about a couple of weeks before lockdown. I bought you a pint in the Star.
That's right. We're with Andy McLeod.
That's right. Yeah. How are you, mate? You well?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good.
Have you heard what me and Dave have been up to?
I was saying today, I was listening to my old partner Sue Higgs the other day, and it prompted me to check my toilet roll situation.
It's weird to use this as a way to check in with people.
It's a nice thing to do.
It is a nice thing to do. Parv's idea. Where do we start? So, Steve, are you still doing any work?
I've actually been... I know this is the thing that everyone says now on these Zoom calls.
Yeah.
Especially when they're in sort of in a workplace environment. Really, really, really mad busy, super busy. But I actually have been quite busy because we've got a supermarket account.
Which one's that?
Well, we've got Morrison's. So, I don't really usually work on Morrison's, but... It's all hands to the pump, obviously, so we've all been sort of mucking in. So quite busy on that, quite busy on a few other things as well. So, yeah, we seem to be functioning, I think, as an entity, and it feels like we can, do the job, which is good. Andy?
Yeah. And what do you I would put you down as being a more of an extrovert. So how are you finding working at home on your own?
I like working at home. Going forward, I think it would be nice to have a bit of both. So I do miss my mates. Dave, I am a people man. You know that.
You're right. Everyone says that about you.
Yeah, I'm a people guy. I wouldn't call me an extrovert, Dave. I think you might have that wrong.
Well, only if you got the choice of introvert and extrovert, I would have probably...
All right. Okay, two options. I like wandering around and talking to people and... Yeah, I do enjoy working from home. I didn't like the commute. So I reckon, this is obviously a false environment, but I reckon a bit of both would be nice. So working from home, doing the thinking of stuff, going in for the odd meeting and stuff.
What's better about working at home then?
To be honest, it doesn't really matter where. I've always thought, you think of ideas anyway. All my things I've thought of, I've never been thought of in a workplace. It's always wandering about somewhere in a park or on a weekend and stuff. So
yeah, they're too crazy, aren't they, your ideas, to be come out of a boring old workplace.
Yeah. the work bit's the admin, really, isn't it? It's the meetings and the typing things up and stuff, but the actual creative process.
So have you become one of those people who goes in, puts their headphones on, looks at their computer, and then takes them off at lunchtime and that sort of...
Well, I think you sort of have to do that only because you're on a desk with like another 10 people, whereas before I would never put my headphones on, but you sort of want to drown out the noise.
Do you think that the open plan environment, we were talking to a couple of people about this the other day, is more sociable, which is the idea of it, apart from obviously the savage cost cutting element, is that you're all interacting, swapping ideas, and it's do you think it is more like that or less like that?
No, I don't think it's I think it's less like that. I think it's I think offices are better. I did write a LinkedIn article about that, Dave. You might want to check that out, because
we'll check that out. Yeah,
it went viral. Quite a hot topic. The people at work don't agree with it. It's open plans of the future, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Hegarty, we talked to the other day, was very anti-open plan, or a bit of both. But the main thing I remember, ironically, about offices, when you all had your offices at cubicles, was that people would come in, and they'd come in, you'd have your stuff on the wall.
That's what I miss. In fact, my thing I wrote was based on it was Lee Clow's office. That's what sparked it.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
I just missed all that stuff on your walls. I've spoken to camp people about it, and they actually miss going into a creator's office and seeing stuff and getting that the vibe of what you're trying to you're trying to write about or trying to sell into them. So they I think it's not just a creative thing. I think the idea of having a space where you can go and talk about stuff is good.
I think there'd be more debate, ironically, when you had offices, because people would come in, give you an unasked for crit of your work that you'd pinned up. And then also, if you go into people's offices, it was like looking at their Pinterest boards, where's that picture come from, or this thing or that thing. So you get a hit of inspiration from just wandering around, chatting to people in their offices, which obviously people's personalities are not really on show anymore. So we've covered what's better about this moment in time, kind of-ish. Did you give a coherent answer on that, Steve?
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll move on with that. So recommend something for all the people locked at home, bored, that they can either watch, listen to, or read.
Okay, I've been obviously watching everything that everyone else has been watching, but the one thing I've enjoyed the most is Dave Chappelle's Tom Sawyer Award. Comedy Award.
I watched one of his things on Netflix about 4 months ago that had a very funny thing about him chasing Macaulay Culkin.
Okay, well, this is a award is like the highest award a comedian can get in America. Basically, a show about that, and it talks about his life and his as all you know, different guests sort of playing homage to him. It's quite moving, actually. And if you like him as a person, which I do, and I find I really love that. It was really good. So that was good. Crip Camp, loved on Netflix too. I mean, I like a documentary, so that's what I tend to watch most of, to be honest.
Last Dance, have you watched that?
No, I haven't done that yet. I watched LA Originals, which I really liked.
What's that about?
That's about that graffiti artist who's now become the guy that all the hip-hop guys go to for their tattoos.
I've seen that.
It's good, isn't it?
Really good. Really good.
So I've been watching them. It's good. And, you know, all the basics, normal people and normal tigers.
Tiger King. We're moving away from Tiger King. You've dragged us back a bit, but we think...
I think we should move away from it. I think Normal People's interesting, isn't it? That's had a weird effect on me, that. I don't know...
In what sense?
I think it might just be because we're all feeling weird about what the thing we're going through, but it made me feel massively nostalgic.
Which thing did? Sorry, Normal People.
Normal People, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. Yeah, in fact, I watched that because of a recommendation in doing one of these. I thought it was really good. It was very different pace to most of the things that are on TV.
I avoided it for a while because I've got a wife here and two daughters, and they all watched it and loved it. But I didn't want to. I thought it was a bit probably a woman's thing, so I didn't bother. But then, as it kind of gained a bit more pace and everyone was talking about it, I decided to watch it, and I must say it did have quite a big effect on me.
Right, Paul,
I might as well jump straight into the bog roll question. How many bog rolls have you got there, Steve? You've obviously counted for us.
Well, yeah, I did, because, as I said, Sue prompted me. But I've got about 25, because obviously I'm working advertising, so I do that who gives a crap thing, as we all do. So I think I've got about 25 left.
So where were you at the start of this then? Were you higher than 25?
What do you mean? The start of what?
You just said I've got 25 left, like you've been rattling through and you're down to your last 25.
Well, they come in a box of 40, don't they? Something, I don't know, I can't remember. But I started off at the lockdown with about 40. We have a lot of curries, so, you know, it's...
Okay. You'll get through them, yeah.
You get through them, don't you?
That's what we were trying to get out of you. You were trying to skirt around the actual amount. So we're going to take 40, Dave.
Take 40? 40? Yeah. Well, that's what you bought. You went out and bought 40.
Well, okay, if you want to twist the facts for comedy effect, it's fine.
No. We'll put you down for 25. We don't want you.
Yeah, if you're going to complain, if you're going to whinge about it, let's put him down for 25. Come back on us. So, do you clap on a Thursday?
Yes, I have been clapping on a Thursday. Yeah,
good.
Yeah, of course.
Is the rest of the street clapping?
The guy lives exactly opposite me. Is Fergal Balance from Adam and Eve? So yeah, me and him have a clap off.
You have a clap off. Are you saying that like? Well, he's known for clap. Obviously, he's going to clap because he's Fergal.
Well, no, you know, it's just you know each other. So it's but we all clap. It's nice.
So, are you drinking more or less alcohol?
I think probably less. However, you know, I think like everyone, it was quite difficult at the start of this to have some sort of structure in your day. So our structure became, our sort of thing of the day became dinner. And so I made these elaborate dinners every night and drank a lot of wine with them. But we've kind of stopped doing that now just because I put on about 6 stone. We've calmed that down now, so... I'm not really drinking in the week like I used to when I was at work.
I presume you're baking sourdough on a regular basis.
No, I mean, that's more yeast, isn't it? That's more your Shoreditch kind of bunch, isn't it, really? I mean, we order in the sourdough.
Yeah.
Cardo.
Do you wear a mask when you wander up and down Chiswick?
No, I don't. I don't wear a mask.
Why is that?
I'll let your secret here about shopping. If you Westfield, well, they're open for Marks and Spencers and Waitrose. So you go there on a Sunday morning and park up in the car park, go and do your shopping. There's only about 4 people in there. So I don't really need a mask. However, I do wear gloves.
What's your thinking there? Why are you separating out the mouth from the hands?
I think it's easier to pick things up than to breathe on people, isn't it?
Well, you know, they say that it can be airborne for up to 30 minutes.
Wow.
You know that?
I didn't know that, Dave. No.
You got to rethink your mask policy?
I might rethink. I mean, I remember you said that to Sean Doyle as well, to rethink his mask.
Did I? I think over... I mean, he's your way, isn't he, Chiswick?
He is, and it made me laugh because you talk about...
You seem very cavalier. Over there.
I know. Well, he is cavalier, isn't he? He's a laughing cavalier. He did tell me about his... You used to talk about his food and his kind of... his chains, isn't he? And his eating habits.
Oh, he's gone very upmarket since he's...
Well, what amused me was when I heard you talking to him about that, about a minute later, he texted me and said, have you got that recipe or carrots with aniseed in them.
Jesus Christ.
That's Sean Doyle sent me that text.
That's unbelievable.
That's a big move from salad cream, Dave.
He'd not even risen to mayonnaise. When I first knew him.
He's changed.
And when I said, do you want any parmesan on your spaghetti or whatever, when he stayed over, he was like, he thought, yeah, I might as well have said, do you want any truffle oil or something? He was like, parmesan.
Completely changed.
Yeah. So if you could restart, if you could open up one of these things, the Premier League or pubs, what would you open up?
Pubs, 100%.
100% pubs.
I'm not really interested.
You're sort of only tangentially associated with football, aren't you?
Yeah, I pretend to be when I've got a lot of
you're in a pub.
Liverpool supporters, and I'd sort of go with them to watch now and again, but I'm not really that bothered, to be honest.
Where are you from? From Liverpool again?
I'm from Chester, actually, which is just down the road from Liverpool.
I'm just reading that Beatles book, Tune In. She just mentions all the various bits of it. So we'll scoot on from that then. So name a skill you've developed in this period.
Grooming. I've got amazing nails. You should see my nails.
Is that via Zoom, Steve?
Yeah.
What's the thing you want to say when these? You realise these are public. These are put out.
Exactly. Knock on the door. Yeah. No. Living with three women, it's you get to know all the. I've got a lot of hair products which are quite good for the wavy hair, which I have. My hair's grown a lot since lockdown, so I was starting to look like that picture. You know, when they dragged Saddam Hussein out of that hole.
Yeah.
Starting to look a bit like him. So.
When we go back, whatever point that is, what will you do differently? Will you organise your days differently? Will you think slightly differently? Is there anything you'd do differently?
I don't think so, to be honest. I think as soon as we got the go-ahead, I think the world will just switch back to how it was, which is sad in some ways. I wish we would, but I don't know. I think I'll try and do 50% work at home and 50% at work if work will allow me to.
I don't think there's anyone we spoke to who hasn't said the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's such a feeling of there's a real lot of positives out of this in terms of working, because obviously you can concentrate more.
Definitely more efficient, because you get stuff done really quickly and there's no mucking about. You just do it and send it in.
Yeah, a bit of both would be great. I don't know what it does for property prices, office prices.
And I think agencies have always kind of encouraged us, well, wanted to encourage us to work anywhere, but didn't really trust us, I don't think.
No.
So now they've kind of
proven it
can be done. Then maybe I think there'll be a lot of CEOs looking at the rent expenditure and thinking, why are we paying that rent? So hopefully things could change.
So have you seen any environmental changes? I guess Chiswick, you get a lot of planes over there, don't you? So you must have noticed that.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, just this morning, noticed that there's a lot more today than I've seen for the last 4 weeks.
Oh, really?
I don't know what's happened, but there seems to be a lot of coming in to Heathrow.
Now, just slightly off track, I wanted to check what the final numbers are. I know you did a couple of press ads about 3 months ago that were very good, but they got a ton of traction online, didn't they?
Yes. Oh, the P&O Brexit stuff.
Yeah. So what were the final numbers of how many people saw those or shared them? Because it's quite interesting to, you know, to if you're thinking of doing a press ad, to think what could happen in terms of eyeballs if it gets picked up.
Yeah.
What did you end up getting? Do you know?
I don't know. That was on my LinkedIn thing, wasn't it? I think it was about 300,000, isn't it?
Yeah, which is amazing.
Which is good, isn't it?
Yes, brilliant.
So that's probably more than the paper it was in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was. I don't know. I mean, it was in the Guardian, so I don't know what the Guardian readership is.
Have you seen an ad whilst we've been off that you hate, like, think is good?
Well, originally I liked the Droga 5 New York one, which was sort of the first sort of
Facebook
ad that came out of this kind of using your phone to film stuff and people at home and stuff. Remember that one? The is it Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, yeah.
That was great. But then I've got sick of them ads now. Exactly the same thing. You know, it's just a bit boring now. Having said that, I think the Cadbury's one is quite a nice version of the same kind of thing. But it'd be nice to stop doing them now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there was a few new ones on last night. Cut to a Zoom, bunch of people on Zoom, cut to an empty street, cut to a whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're blending in a bit. All right then, Steve.
Excellent.
All right, fellas, love to hear. Speak
to you. Cheers, Steve. All the best.
Bye. Bye.